Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Perishana Haya Omim, Shalosh Noshim, Yotzes V'Notlos Ksuva. In the beginning they said that there were three women that would leave their marriage and they would take their ksuva. Ha'imeres Tmeya Nilach, an Eishes Kohen that said to her husband, somebody was metamaher, somebody was ma'anis, or somebody raped her, because only an Eishes Kohen is not allowed to stay married to a Kohen in such a situation, but an Eishes Yisrael would be allowed, except if she did it willingly. If somebody was mezana with her willingly, then everybody would be usher to her. But that's obviously not the case, because if that's the case, she wouldn't take her ksuba. But an Eishes Kohen that somebody rapes against her will, she still gets her ksuba, because she didn't do anything wrong. It was be'ones. Shamayim beini leveinach, meaning the heaven is between me and you, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on amongst us. And what she's referring to, like the Gemara points out, is that he's not able to properly shoot out semen that she should be impregnated. And the case has to be, like the Rab brings the Gemara, that her taina is that she wants to have kids because when she gets older, somebody will bury her, take care of her, because she's not mechuyev in peri v'rivya. So that has to be the case. So if she has other kids, this is not a taina at all. But the reason it's a taina, it seems, is that she has no other kids, and she's saying that he can have children. So in that case, she's able to get her ksuba. Netula ani min ha-Yehudim, I'm taken from the Yehudim. What this is referring to is that she's asking herself to all Jewish men from Tashmish, because let's say she's saying that Tashmish is difficult for her. So she'd be able to leave and take her ksuba in all these three cases. That's what they held in the beginning. And the Rab points out that in this case, this is not even a Dvar Misha Beino LeBeino, when she says that nobody can have Tashmish with her, because in this case, he's able to divorce her. So since he's able to divorce her, it's not going to be Dvar Misha Beino LeBeino. It's not going to be a lingering issue between the two, which the Mefarshim ask. That totally doesn't make sense, because every Dvar Misha Beino LeBeino, anytime there's such an issue between the two of them, he can always divorce her. So why is this any different? But regardless, she's basically asking herself to everybody, so we don't penalize her and she can get her ksuba. Chazru loymer, but then they went back on this and they said, Shalotei isha neisenes eine ba'acher. We don't want to be a situation where a woman has her eyes on somebody else. Mekalkelas al bala, and she will mess up her husband. Ella, ha'imeres t'mei anilach. Rather, a woman that says that t'mei anilach, that somebody was ma'aneser, let's say Neshes Kohen, somebody's ma'aneser, tavi raya l'dvareha. Now she actually has to bring a raya, Neshes Kohen, that somebody was ma'aneser. Because maybe she just has in mind somebody else that she wants to marry, and she's just saying this to do that. Now this is also a big sugya. How do we not take her words into consideration? Because if she doesn't have a raya, we just let the husband, who's a Kohen, live with her. Why are we not concerned with what she's saying? So some learn, which is the Ran, that really, Me'ikar Adin, a woman shouldn't be believed. That the Chacham HaRishon would believe her to be Machmir, and be Mekabel her words, that he shouldn't stay married to her. But once they saw the Takalas that can come out, so they went back to the Din Torah, and said, she's not believed, regardless. And Me'ikar Hadin, Me'Din Torah, according to the Ran, she's not believed, and we don't have to worry about it. However, there are other Rishonim that learn that there's Mamisha Takana here, that the Chum have the ability to be ma'akir divrei Torah but the kumba asay when there's a strong svara and there's a shah that needs it. This is the shita of Taisus, as brought by Taisus Yantif and the Rashba and the Meiri. And the next case, Shemayim beini leveincha, the heavens are between me and you, meaning she's saying that he can have children. Yasu derech bakasha, they would do this in a derech bakasha, meaning they would ask in a nice way, stop talking about this, because you're not going to be believed anyway. And you're not giving your husband a good name, obviously. Or the Yushalmi learns, the Rab brings that Yasu Derech Bakasha means that the husband should make a suda for her to be Mephiaser to make up. And Taisa says in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Yivakshu Derech Bakasha means that she should daven for him, that they tell her to daven for him, Derech Bakasha, to Ribbono Shel Olam, that he should have children. And the Meiri says this as well. And the case of Netula Ani Min HaYehudim, where she's asking herself on Tashmish for all Jews, because let's say she's saying that Tashmish is difficult for her. Yofer Chelko, so he should be made for his Chelek, because it's Varmish Beino LeBeino. Utemish HaMashton, and he should be able to be with her. Utei Netula Min HaYehudim, but as far as everybody else is concerned, she will be ushered to everybody else. So if she has this plan in place to try to go after somebody else, this will foil it, because he's only going to be made for between himself and her, because that's Varmish Beino LeBeino. But once she leaves him, she's going to be ushered to everybody else. Solik Mesechus Nedarim.